I want to say unequivocally, the governor has no interest in raising taxes this year. There will be no income tax increase. There will be no corporate tax increase. There will be no wealth tax. There will be no increase in capital gains. So, and he has said not only does he not support it, if it comes to his desk, he will veto it.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us for another in a series of NFIB California podcasts, taking a deeper look into the issues affecting the state's small business owners. I'm Tony Malandra, NFIB California's Senior Media Manager. We're proud to have this podcast supported in part by Five Star Bank, serving customers through specialized banking solutions for entrepreneurs, business owners, and community leaders in Northern California. It has been NFIB's educational mission for 78 years to remind policymakers that small businesses are not smaller versions of big businesses, and that a one-size-fits-all rule, regulation, or tax can do Main Street enterprises more harm than good. Each podcast invites a special guest to speak on a topic of his or her expertise. Our program today focuses on the reopening of California business and some of the options you, our members, have to smooth the transition, ramp up, or simply inquire about the latest government programs available to small business. I'm going to let John Kabatek, NFIB California State Director, take it from here and introduce our very special guest as he continues the program.
Thank you, Tony. We have the great pleasure and great honor of welcoming a good friend, D.D. Myers, to be our speaker today, our very special VIP speaker. D.D. is currently the director of the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development. And D.D. has more than three decades of strategic communications, public affairs, social responsibility experience in public and private sectors. Most recently, she was the executive vice president of worldwide corporate communications and public affairs for a little tiny garage band called Warner Brothers Studios. Additionally, she also served, and this is awesome, as the White House press secretary in the Clinton administration. Ladies and gentlemen, she was the first woman to hold that position as press secretary. Just great history being made. We have been fortunate to also have really had a great working relationship with Dee Dee, but not just Dee Dee, with her team at GoBiz and the team and the administration always reaching out to Dee Dee and her team for input, insight, ideas from small business on developments to help small business before and during this terrible pandemic. We're very grateful to her for that. Dee Dee is here today to talk about kind of the melting of the ice on Main Street. And that is great news that we were received, and we received even just moments before it was announced here at NFIB from Dee Dee and her team. On June 15th, the opening, a real formal reopening, we're looking forward to California small business and California Main Street. And to help update and give guidance, she's here to talk about that, give guidance on additional state resources, grants for small business. So without any further ado, please join me in welcoming a good friend to NFIB and small business, Governor's Director of Business and Economic Development, Dee Dee Myers. Dee Dee, welcome.
Thank you so much, John. It's great to be with you all today. Thanks so much for having me and for all that you do to support small businesses across California, businesses across California. So we're really grateful. And John, I'm really grateful. I've been in this job since the end of last year, and John's been a great, and NFIB more broadly, you guys have been great allies. I know before I got here and going forward and into the future, we are really grateful to partner with you guys on a regular basis and to get your feedback. And I just want to say to all the individual businesses out there, we know how hard you have all worked through the last 13, 14 months to keep your businesses going, to keep providing the goods and services that Californians need, to keep your employees and your customers safe through all of this, which has been critical. And that light is finally shining at the end of the tunnel. So as you all have seen, California has really moved to the top of the pack, front of the pack in terms of vaccine distribution. We're now in the top 10 in terms of getting shots into people's arms. More than 50% of Californians have at least one shot. And we're going to continue to accelerate that and get those vaccines out as quickly as federal government, you know, as quickly as they're available through all the manufacturing channels. But so far, that's going good. And as we've seen the vaccine distribution go up, we've seen those infection rates come down. And that's allowed us to begin to equitably and safely and driven by the data, reopen businesses. And I know sometimes the process can be a little confusing. It's very complicated. But you all have been great partners in helping us think through the guidance to allow different sectors and businesses and nonprofits and theaters and things like that to begin to reopen. And we're all heading toward that day on June 15th when, you know, we'll be able to fully reopen, and fully is a little bit qualified. We'll still be required to wear masks where that's appropriate. We still may require in certain venues, higher risk venues, people to be vaccinated and or tested. But the bottom line is that capacity for almost everything will go back to 100%. And hopefully that will allow people to plan, not only to plan, but to open their doors, welcome people back, and to plan for the longer term. And we'll continue to provide as much information as we can to answer your questions when we can, so that you have that insight to be able to do what you do, which is put people to work, get the economy going, provide the, again, the goods and services that Californians need. And I think your resilience throughout all this is just another indication. It's just, you know, one more evidence point, data point, of what makes California really special. We have this great environment of business and of innovation and of can-do spirit and of constantly reinventing ourselves. We are the number one state in the country for new business starts. Even last year, in the middle of the pandemic, 2020, there was a 20% increase in the number of business starts. And now partly, like, I think that was facilitated by the governor eliminated the fee for starting up small businesses or businesses. But I think it's really more a sign of the resilience and the entrepreneurship and the innovation that marks California. We do, you know, with 40 million people, that's a huge consumer base. It's a huge resource base, supply chain, all that. And so we will continue to try to make sure that we are worthy of California's history as a hotbed of innovation and business starts. You know, we do have a lot of strengths, including, again, the size of our state, the diversity of our state, the geographic and resource diversity on top of the human capital and diversity. And so we really want to make sure that we do everything we can to maintain our place as both a great place to do business and as the home of innovation and the innovation economy. We know we have work to do, right? Getting through the pandemic was job one, supporting businesses through that. And obviously, we're not done with that yet. But I think we've talked about before the Small Business Relief Grant Program that's coming to its last phase, but it provides, you know, through partnership with the legislature, we've been able to provide $2.5 billion in small business grants through the Office of the Small Business Advocate at GoBiz. Those grants have gone to those sectors that are most hard hit, like food and beverage and travel and tourism and personal services and things that we all know have been hit all over the state. The good news is that more than 140,000 grants have gone out. The bad news is, you know, the demand still exceeds the capacity. But there is one more round of funding. So if anyone's interested or knows someone who is, carelieffgrant.com. And next and last period opens on April 28th and is open till May 4th. So again, just one of the many investments that the state is making in the small business community, the business community, to try to get those, you know, to get everybody through this so that we can not just survive, but thrive again. As you know, the state also supports the California Competes, Cal Competes tax credit program. The governor's asked to expand that this year, working with the legislature on that now, and not only to expand it, but to create a grant component for businesses that are either too new or don't have tax liability. They may be investing in R&D or whatever. So it provides another avenue to invest in companies that want to come here, invest in California, create new jobs. And so that's, again, one of the many programs. There's also credit for hiring or rehiring employees. There's some sales tax relief. There's some regulatory relief, for example. If you haven't been open, you shouldn't have to pay the ABC fee. And so a lot of that is has been waived or is in the process as the governor works towards that May revise. But the bottom line is tremendous amount of assets invested in businesses, in getting our people back to work, in getting businesses going forward. And one of the reasons that we were able to do that is because we've had an unexpected surplus this year, more than $25 billion. And that's a function both of good fiscal stewardship, but also of some sectors in our state, as we all know, have done really well during the pandemic. And there's been record number of IPOs. I think there were 40 IPOs in the first between January and the end of April in 2020. This year, there have been 10 times that many. So we've really seen an acceleration in investment and in innovation, even during the hardest times. But with that new revenue, I want to say unequivocally, the governor has no interest in raising taxes this year. There will be no income tax increase. There will be no corporate tax increase. There will be no wealth tax. There will be no increase in capital gains. So, and he has said not only does he not support it, if it comes to his desk, he will veto it. So that's good news in this environment. We'll also have additional support from the federal government. And I know many of you have either taken advantage of or have know people who have of PPP and other SBA loans and programs. Those are ongoing. And so we feel like having a partner in the federal government to help get us through this pandemic and potentially invest even more in infrastructure and the things that will continue to strengthen California going forward is really important. So not only are we coming through this, not only are we coming back, as the governor likes to say, we're going to come roaring back. And so we're really excited about that. We're really excited to continue to work with you to make sure we do that in a way that works for you, that's practical. You know, as we wind down the blueprint, I think all of us, we should have a burn party and just like set the blueprint on fire when we can do that and celebrate moving to the next phase, doing so safely, right? We're not just going to assume that the pandemic is totally behind us before it is. We've seen what's happened in the rest of the country when people take their eye off the ball. So, but we really believe we can reopen safely and in a way that gets our economy moving again. And then we'll continue to focus on those longer term issues that I know a lot of you are concerned about. John and I have talked about I've talked to a number of you about things like the cost of housing and the sometimes complex regulatory environment and, you know, energy and other things that we need to focus on to make sure we stay the long-term leader in an innovation economy and that California is still a great place to live and to do business and to invest and grow. So with that, I'd be happy, John, if there's any questions to take a few questions or, you know, comments, whatever is on your minds.
We'll be back with more from Dede Myers right after this.
Hi, I'm James Beckwith, President and CEO of Five Star Bank. We are excited to help bring you this series of podcasts focused on small business concerns in conjunction with the NFIB. When Five Star Bank was founded in 1999, it was business and community leaders, local entrepreneurs, who wanted to create the sort of personalized banking services they desired themselves. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. A true understanding of the needs of small business owners. I know a meaningful relationship with a banker can be hard to find. At Five Star Bank, we are responsive, understand your business, and are committed to your success. We want to be a part of your growth and a valued partner supporting your vision and your dreams. You'll find direct access to a banker, complete online and mobile business banking you need to succeed. As an SBA preferred lender, let us help you with your startup business or existing business. If you're looking to make a change, please give us the opportunity to demonstrate what our personalized banking services could mean for you. I promise you individual attention from our colleagues who understand your business and are as committed to your success as you are. You can find us online at fivestarbank.com.
I know you're on a very tight schedule and you've been doing great stuff. And you talked about a partner in the federal government. And boy, I can't imagine who that would be. But there's quite a few. But I would say the reason we're laughing is we're so excited. Isabel Guzman, who was the director of the small business, deputy director for small business at the GoBiz, yeah, is now the SBA administrator in the Biden administration. And she's just been a great friend. She's from my hometown of Glendale, La Cunada. So, gosh, she's got to be great. But she's just a good friend. And then we're so excited about her replacement. I know who has not yet started, but Tara Lynn Gray, who is going to be with us starting as the small business advocate at the end of April, beginning of May. So great team over there.
I have a question from one of our members. Her name's Jane Para. Is there an office or entity? The question is there an office or entity to help small businesses that would like to do business with the state of California? We are a manufacturer that keeps the world flowing.
Yeah, I mean, we could certainly, obviously, the state is a big procurer. And so please reach out to us at GoBiz and we'll try to connect you with the right resources. We definitely have the Office of Business Assistance, Business Investment Services. And so we can certainly be a partner in that. So reach out to us. We can maybe put the email in the chat, the best place to reach out, but we absolutely can support that. And look, I mean, just more generally, GoBiz is... We want to be the concierge, for lack of a better word, for whatever questions you have and however we can help connect you with the information, the resources, right, the support that we have to make sure that businesses are getting what they need to come, to find locations, to take advantage of programs and incentives that already exist, to have conversation about accessing state procurement. All of that, that's what we do, and we look forward to being a partner. And one last thought is, John, thanks for the shout-out to both Isabel and to Tara Lynn Gray, who are really excited, starts later this month, and will be a great advocate for small business. So we'll have a great one in Sacramento, and a great one in Washington to help us kind of continue to build our partnership.
You bet. And Chris Dombrowski, it would be a remiss if we didn't say, you know, Chris was always on the phone at midnight, 6 a.m. Yeah. And even now with you, Dee, working to help make sure we're getting that information early and the resources out. On that note, because we know you're a busy lady, one quick question is, could you reiterate to, there's so much stuff available, you know, grant money, fee waivers, other things. Could you just again navigate or tell our listeners, our members, kind of how they can access it? What's the best place to go to find the kind of the panoply of things that they can know they can access? It's probably the GoBiz main link, but it,
absolutely
that would be helpful.
And if you go there to the GoBiz website and you can access it there, somebody will get back to you within 24 hours and either answer your questions or connect you with the person who can help you navigate the system. But that is what GoBiz is here to do, is to work with you and to, again, connect you with the proper resources or supports that can help get through, move forward, take advantage of resources, invest, and be successful here in California. We want you here. We want you to be successful, and we want to help.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate that. I do, looking at your schedule, we may have one question from a good guy, a fellow Trojan of mine, fellow USC Trojan, one of our members of our leadership council, Paul Kramer.
So Paul Kramer was asking, there was talk about California mirroring the Opportunity Zone tax scheme that was implemented by the federal government. Is that still a discussion here in the state?
Opportunity Zone of at the federal level? I'm sorry, I'm a little confused by the question.
Yeah, so it was, if there was talk about California mirroring that same. Yeah, sorry.
I don't have an answer on that yet. As you know, we're still working through details of the May revise and other things, but I'm happy to take that question and come back to you with an answer.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, Dee, thank you again. Great to have you with us. Thank you. We're so excited about Isabel at the SBA, your leadership over at GoBiz, your accessibility, and most importantly, the resources that are out there for so many still uncertain small business owners. Yeah. But seeing a light at the end of the tunnel is really awesome. And June 15th is coming, but we're working to make sure people are as prepared as possible and planning. So with that said, we just thank you for being with us and looking forward to keeping in touch, Dee. Thanks for being here.
Likewise, John, thank you. And thanks at NFIB for your continued partnership. So look forward to working with you all.
And thank you to our listeners. If you like what you heard, please share this episode, subscribe, and give us a thumbs up.